This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Crappie fishing is in full swing and the archery deer hunt well underway. And we're also got some new regulations for waterfowl hunting at Lake Shelbyville. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, archery hunters are finding success despite the warm weather that continues to slow the hunting during this third full week of archery deer hunting. The nearly 3.5 month season began on October 1st and will continue through January 16th. Now, results as of Sunday afternoon showed hunter success rates still running a bit below normal for this early part of the hunt. During this period, Illinois hunters had harvested 17,335 whitetails. The top five counties for archery harvest during the first 3 weeks are Pike with 685, Fulton with 450, Peoria with 392, Madison with 353 deer, and LaSalle with 345 deer. Local deer hunters also finding some success. At Calhoun County, archers have bagged 226 deer. In Greene County, the harvest stands at 187, while archers in Macoupin County have recorded 250 whitetails. Morgan County hunters have tagged 156 deer. Archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 3 weeks was 154, with Montgomery County hunters bagging 200 deer. The hunting season does continue through mid-January, and the season does temporarily close during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 10th, 19th through the 21st, and December 2nd through the 5th. Also, we've got some new changes to the Shelbyville hunting rules for waterfowlers. Waterfowl hunters hunting the Corps-managed portions of Lake Shelbyville will now be able to hunt the previously off-limits 200-yard buffer zones around most developed recreational areas. For years, a 200-yard restriction around all developed recreation areas has been in effect for waterfowl hunting, which are adjacent to these developed recreation areas. And beginning November 1st, when the last recreation area closes for the season, waterfowl hunters with boats will now be able to hunt adjacent to the shoreline of these developed recreation areas. However, they must maintain a minimum of 1 foot of water between their boat and the shoreline. Now, hunters are prohibited from hunting from land within the developed recreation areas, and hunting within 100 yards of a boat ramp in a developed recreation area is still prohibited. Also, the Dam West recreation area near Shelbyville will remain off limits to hunting within 200 yards of the shoreline due to its proximity to the city limits. And coves with buoys marked no boat will remain off limits, as well as Woods Lake near Sullivan is still off limits to any type of firearm hunting to include waterfowl hunting. Also, fishermen are reminded they cannot fish any closer than 200 yards from waterfowl hunters. And another change to the rules includes the Okaw Bluff Waterfowl Impoundment Area, which will be open to waterfowl hunting on a first-come, first-served basis. Any waterfowl hunter utilizing the area must hunt from one of the established blinds. And due to recent flooding, blind number 9 in the Sullivan Wetland Area, which is in the West Unit, is unusable at this time and is not available for hunting. In addition, blind number 3 is slated for disabled hunters, and it can be hunted by anyone, but should be deferred to disabled hunters if requested. The area should be good. Smartweed production was very good in these units and should attract waterfowl to the area. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
Listen for exciting Fighting Illini football action on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you in part by FNB, First National Bank of Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Morrisonville, and Pawnee. Mark Steering, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Pete Drummond, attorney at law. Madison Communications. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. Kenny Contractors in Raymond. And by farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
Okay, we're back, and we have some pretty good reports from each of Illinois' three large core lakes as well. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the crappie bite is in full swing. Water temperatures have been bouncing around a bit, and it ranges from 60 with little or no sun to all the way down to the mid-50s at times. Color in the main lake has also been a factor. The water is very, very clear, and the bigger fish have backed off the shoreline and now being caught in depths of 14 to 20 feet deep. With the weather getting colder, then warming up. This bouncing effect has had effect on the fish, and you'll find them deep one day and mid-depth the next. Some of the bigger fish have pulled back into deeper water, and many times the best thing to do is just cruise the shoreline fishing the down trees with bait near the by. Most of these balls of bait are holding fish or having fish very close, so that's been a clue. Keep looking for these bait wads, and you'll find some pretty good crappie there at Lake Shelbyville. And once the temperatures fall into the mid-50s, these fish will move in shallower and run into the brush and down trees. November could be the very best month this year to fish for crappie at Lake Shelbyville. Also, the largemouth bass bite, it's been pretty good as well as the white bass bite. They, too, are following the bait and have worked their way into the backs of the bigger coves. White bass are being caught in very good numbers right now, and you can also tie into a largemouth and a muskie in these same areas. So lots of good fishing at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake right now, the catfish bite has been good in the main lake. Anglers are drifting with shrimp or cut shad, and pull and line anglers are also fishing with cheese baits and cut bait, finding success. The crappie bite has improved to a good status as well. They're being caught in at about 4-foot depths near brush piles along the riprap. Tube jigs and minnows seem to be yielding some of the best catches, although some anglers are also finding success with the small roadrunners. And the white bass bite is very good. They've come into the banks now, and they're being caught along the windy shorelines, particularly along the clay and rock banks and near sandy shores. In the Carlisle Spillway, white bass are rated good on rooster tails combined with curly tails, tube jigs, and minnows. Catfish are rated good on cut bait, night crawlers, and cheese baits. Crappie are fair and being caught up in the river mostly on minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite, it's rated only fair at this time. Most anglers are vertically jigging off the bottom with a curly tail tip with a night crawler or minnow, and seem to find their best success on overcast days. Also at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, the crappie bite is excellent. Lots of good fish coming in right now. The jig bite has probably been a little bit better than the minnow bite, with stake beds and brush piles anywhere from 2 to 10 feet holding fish. The laydown trees along the bank are also hot spots. The minnow and jig bite in some of the shallower areas is about the same, but as you get out deeper, it seems like the jigs are out producing the minnows. And the crappie are also turning on the bridges. They're being caught under the 154 bridge in front of the sailboat harbor, anywhere from 8 to 14 feet deep. The bass bite. Water levels are dropping, and it seems like the bass have congregated closer to the last remaining cover in the creeks. Shad in enormous schools can be found in the bays, especially Gun Creek, and shad color spinnerbaits and shallow running crankbaits are working pretty well. However, live baits are also producing some pretty good bass fishing. And the catfish bite has been good all around the lake. Most of the catches are coming on cut shad, but several baits are working. Shoreline fishermen continue to find their best success in the Ina boat ramp area. Tight line off the bottom, probably with a variety of commercial catfish baits. And drift fishing has been best north of the 154 and south of the Rend Lake Resort. So lots of good fishing to report from our three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.